Now, the credit crunch, global recession, and now swine flu. No wonder we're not sleeping properly these days. It's easier said than done to stay positive, especially if you've lost your job or you're struggling to keep the wolves from the door. Well, I've invited a man into the studio who can teach us some practical ways to deal with the current climate. He sold so many self-help audio CDs, he must be making as much as the world's face mask manufacturers at the moment. He is hypnotherapist Glenn Harrell. Good to see you, Glenn.
Hello, Eamon. Nice to meet you.
Yeah. What's people's reaction when they hear that word, hypnotherapy?
Hypnotherapy. Well, there's a lot of misconception about the word because people often confuse what I do with the stage hypnosis shows, which are very much about entertainment, whereas what I do is about therapy, and it's about helping people and empowering people and helping people to achieve their goals.
Yeah, and especially talking about goals in sport as well. I think so many sports people believe in that mind over matter scenario.
I think you have to use that aspect in sport today because there's such fine margins in high-level sport. You know, if you think of tennis and sport, they're all very much of a similar level, but sometimes it's just the psychological aspect that sees them through and brings them out on top. And that's really, you know, I work with a lot of sportsmen and you know, people to really bring out their best at the key times, at the very crucial times when they really need it.
Just like calming nerves and controlling the stress levels and that kind of thing.
And blocking out all stress and anxiety and really being able to, you know, perform at the best of your ability at the key time.
And sometimes to be able to do that, sleep is all important. Sleep is something that you are a big fan of. And I must say, as a breakfast television presenter for, you know, 15 or so years that I've done it, the older I've become, the more I realise the importance of sleep. And sometimes Absolutely. The older you get, it's harder to get a good quality sleep. What are your tips for sleep?
Sleeping is a routine that you need to get into a regular routines with sleep so that you go to bed at the same time every night and you regulate your sleep patterns, because if you don't, you tend to accumulate sleep debt.
And it's something, I've got plenty of that.
Yeah, and it is something that you do accumulate. So if you don't get regular healthy sleep, then it's something that you have to work off. It's sometimes why when you go on holiday that you sleep a lot more when you're on holiday, because you're actually catching up on your sleep debt. So it is a very important thing.
You're a big Chelsea fan.
I am indeed, yeah. Always have been, even since I was a lad. I supported them when they were not
so fashionable.
See,
he's very keen to get that in there. I'm not a glory hunter.
No, I wasn't a Fulham fan until 5 years ago, honestly.
I could name the 1970 team.
The 2-2 FA Cup final.
Yeah, that's it. That was good, Harry.
So if you were given like a day with the Newcastle United team, what could you do, or what would you do that could possibly help them stay in the Premier League?
I would get them to really, you know, to just, you've got to focus on that 90 minutes you're out on the pitch, the next 90 minutes, and to really, you know, before the game, I'd do a visualisation with them. I get them to replay their best ever game individually so that they really tapped into that zone when they were at a peak performance. And, you know, they would, it's all about performing that 90 minutes, isn't it, when you've got that key moment.
And yeah, we were told, we actually put a DVD together of some of our best decisions. Sounds odd because referees
that
really
must have been very long.
It was kind of spanned 10 years to get three good ones, but referees are always remembered for mistakes, and of course it's about accentuating the positive and feeling good about yourself when you're going into that arena, and that's exactly what
absolutely.
You're saying.
Absolutely, that's the key thing. And so with the Newcastle, there's so much pressure on them at the moment, so they've really got to put that out of their mind and just focus on being at their best individually and gelling as a team.
Probably the key for them, Lindsay, is wake up, not go to sleep.
Now, Graham, it's hard enough as it is without you sticking your two pen thing.
Visualisation, to apply that in the rest of our lives as well. I am on this continuous war fighting the flab. I'm doing all right, but it's slow enough progress. A big weakness for me, Glenn, has to be crisps. Mm-hmm. Crisps. So I see crisps and my hand goes towards them all the time. I get the munchies.
Do they call to you?
They do call to me. Absolutely, Graham. They do. Particularly smoky bacon. Mm. It goes smoky bacon. Maybe they're full of swine flu. Maybe I shouldn't be doing
drawing
that.
You in.
Can you keep me away from smoky bacon crisps?
I could do this. There's a very simple technique for getting you to imagine those crisps. If you imagine those crisps mixed up with rotting fish or something that you found absolutely repulsive.
Licorice. I hate licorice.
And if you really got into that visualization and made it really strong and you compounded it with the feeling, the taste, the smell, everything, the next time you looked at those crisps for real, you'd be quite repulsed by them. So that's a really strong technique for getting rid of certain foods that you just want to get rid of completely. So if you imagine that now, the rotting fish all around the smoky bacon crisps and all mixed up with it and the smell and the taste.
That's put you off, hasn't it? It has, it's worked, it's put you off, I can tell.
Stick to the cheese and onion.
Yeah. That's right. Have you been able to practice what you preach? Have you been able to apply your methods and your philosophies to your own life?
In many ways I have. I mean, when I was a kid, I used to drink really heavily. I used to take all sorts of things I shouldn't have taken. I used to smoke. I was in a band when I was younger, so I was kind of and I mixed with quite a rough gang when I was a kid, and I often, you know, ran away from home and slept rough and slept on gypsy sites. So I'm quite a long way away from where I was in those days. And it was really when I got into hypnosis that it took me away from that, because I started to, you know, visualize a lot of the things that I wanted to achieve and you know, visualize getting rid of the bad habits, and it really did work for me. And once I, you know, found that I could do that, you know, it became second nature.
A second nature to the degree that Glenn Harrell, who you've been listening to, has sold over 600,000 hypnosis CDs and has over 15 years of experience as a clinical hypnotherapist. He's number one in the self-help audio chart, and it's been fascinating talking to him this morning. Thank you very much indeed, Glenn Harrell.